Yud Hey comes out of the daf. Today's daf discusses what happens to a child when he's born. When a child is born, as a child develops in his mother's womb, today's daf, Lamed the Masechta Nida, the child is taught Torah. There's a Ner Dolok. We'll learn about this a little bit later. There is a lamp that's lit by the head of the child, and the child with this Ner is able to see Misoifa Oilamat Soifa. Fascinating. Where the child has insight into the workings of the world, into the secrets of the world, and the Malach teaches him Kolat Arakula. And then when the child is born, the Malach gives him a frask, Saiter al-Pif. He touches him underneath the nose. There's a tradition underneath the nose. That's the mark, that's the indentation on top of the lip. And he forgets all of his learning. And then he comes out to the world and he cries. And then we have what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, there is a minhag to come together Friday night and rejoice in what's called the Shalom Zachar. Yeah. Peace of the male. Zachar means the male. Why do we have a minhag of Shalom Zachar? So many of the commentators tell us, it comes from this Gemara Masechta Nida, Daf Chof Amid, Daf Lamed Amid Beis. It's to give comfort, it's to be Menachem the Ovel. Child forgets all of his learning, he is distressed. He is in pain, at least subconsciously, that the Chochma Satorah has been taken away from him. He's forgotten his Torah, and he is in a state of Avelus, and we're coming here, Shabbos hi melizoik, Shabbos hi melenachemchem, Shabbos is the day that we're going to give you comfort, and that, according to many of the Mepharshim, is the reason why we have the minhag of a Shalom Zachar. And it is for that reason is a minhag to eat arbis, lentils, not necessarily arbis, but beans, because beans, any types of beans which are round, because round, something that is round is a symbol of Avelus. Avelus is Gilgul HaChoyzer Bo'olam. It's the life cycle. It's the end of the cycle. When the end, it's this birth, and then there's death, and there's Trias HaMesim, and it's part of a cycle of life. People go, people come, V'zorech Hashem, Shabbat HaShemesh, eggs as well. It doesn't say eggs. Other than first, so yes, why not eggs? The other reason I still give, very interesting, is that in ancient times, it was accepted, it's popular science, I have no idea if this is true today, is that lentils cause sadness, depression. Yeah. That's what it says in the books. It causes sadness. I never heard this, so I have to speak to the doctors, all the nutritionists, to see what they have to say. Shiva? What? The child.
Avram
died. Yitzchak was sitting Shiva. The whole family was sitting Shiva over the death of the patriarch, Avram Avinu. And they all were eating lentils. There's the whole family. It was the base of. The base of encompasses the entire family. The whole family. In Avelus, the children, the grandchildren, the Sedim and the Bais. And they were eating lentils too because it was a time when Avram Avinu had died. He had just died. And beans represent, the life cycle represents death. Or some say, being that it's not another reason, not that it's round, that there's no peh. Being something that's round does not have an opening. And an ovel has nothing to say. Mourning, grief, causes a person to have no desire to speak. So lentils is symbolic of something which has no peh, it's symbolic of mourning. So that is why we serve lentils. Lentils somehow turned into arbis. It became the ideal type of lentil to eat, type of bean to eat. It can be any beans. Others say this idea, which I never saw before, never heard before, but it's brought down, is that in ancient times it was popular science that lentils cause sadness. And being that it's Avelus, we want people to tone down. Don't drink too much beer at the Shalom Zachar. You have to focus on the tragedy that has happened. It's a bittersweet experience. Who's not happy? Simcha, child is born, a zachar is born. Mismani kolabayis oira. But with the simcha, there's a sadness is that the Torah has been forgotten. Shvira saluchos. Torah. He saw me seif olam. Come down. The gilu b'ra'ada. Rejoice over the birth of this new child, but with moderation. recognize tragedy has happened, Shviras Haluchos, Torah has been lost, eat lentils. I don't know, you have to talk to a nutritionist and to ask him if there's any truth to this in our understanding today, that there are enzymes, there are things in lentils which cause SIDS, but this is what it says in the Sfar. Now, I saw some interesting things about Shalom Zachar. One, some of the Farshim say that why is it called Zachar? Now we know Zachar means Zachor, means male. But the letter Zachar can also be read Zachor, to remember. And it refers to this theme of the child. He forgot his learning. He was taught Kol HaTorah Kula, and the Malach caused him to forget. The rest of his life, the goal of learning is to remember, to bring back. It's there. It's not that it's gone. It's there. It just has to be restored from the subconscious to the conscious. So therefore, it's called Shalom Zachor. It's a play on the word. Not only is it a male, the piece of the male, but it's a celebration, or it's a suda to encourage. We come together to mechazek the parents and the child. See to it that the child remembers Zachor. Remember what the child forgot, and that is why it is specifically done on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a segula for remembrance. Zachor es yom haShabbos l'kadosho. That's why it's Shabbos and not during the week. Another question. Why don't girls, why don't we see you? Why don't we celebrate a suga for, why don't we have a girl? Why don't we, doesn't she? So that's a very big, that's a touchy topic. Okay, you have to be very careful. You say you get a lot of trouble. Do women have a chiv to learn? Did the Malach teach a girl in the womb call it a rukula, just like the Malach taught a boy call it a rukula? Is there such a thing? There are different opinions. Some learn parshas. No, women are not mitzvah in Talmud Torah. They're not mitzvah. They only mitzvah in the mitzvahs of the shaykh too. And even those mitzvahs, only mitzvah to know how to do the mitzvah. They're not mechuyev to learn mitzvah, l'shtorah, l'shma, to learn just for the sake of learning. So there are opinions. Okay, you have to be careful what you say, but there are opinions that hold that women are not taught in the womb kol ha-Torah kula. There is no ner dolek that's teaching them kol ha-Torah kula. Maybe they're taught what they need to know in the mitzvahs that they're chayivin, but not in the same darga. Therefore, when they depart, they don't have the same degree of forgetting. And that's the case. There's no need to make this part of it. Suddenly they have to remember. They know it all. They have to remember. Yeah.
Rav Torsky brings down in the Shabbos Companion Sefer, the Noda Yehuda, it's brought down in Ramah, that he doesn't understand Taisus gives a reason that Shabbos Zachar Le'olam Shalom. So he said, what about a girl?
Yeah.
So therefore, he didn't hold from the custom of Shalom Zachar.
Because there shouldn't be a difference between a boy and a girl. Okay. There's a Rabbeinu Gershom, Rav Talbot himself, that says it's a very important thing. He brings a raya from the Pasuk that when a girl is born, you mechuyev to make a suda. Even a bigger simcha, a suda, lamish a suda for a girl. It's a Rabbeinu Gershom. It's a Gemara, it's a Rabbeinu Gershom. I remember we learned Daf Yomi, everyone was talking about this. This is like probably at least 2-3 years ago. It's on the page. Rabbeinu Gershom. I don't remember where it is. I remember when someone called me up. I repeat to him exactly the Rabbeinu Gershom, what daf it was. He has to say this over, and then he comes back and he told me he said it over, but he knew it already. He thought he was telling them the chiddush. Everyone was learning the daf yomi. It's on the page. Mom, it's on the page of the daf. I don't remember which daf. I don't remember. But okay, let's just talk about Shalom Zachar. But this is the minig.
The
minig is Shalom. What?
The girl has this mark.
The girl has the mark also. Right. These are minhagim. Minhagim. What does this mean? No one knows what these things mean. These are. Okay, another very interesting thing that I saw. Now the Gemara there talks about a suuda. The Gemara Bava Kama, Bava Basra, and sometimes the Gemara says Shavua Habein, and there's another Gemara that says Yeshua. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Yeshua Habein. Yeshua, the salvation, of the son. Or Shivu, the Shin, the O, the week, Shavua Habein. So there's a question what these expressions refer to. Some say it refers to a Bris Mila, some say it refers to a Pinyin HaBen, but there are those that interpret these expressions in reference to the Shalom Zachar. It's such an old minhag, it's already recorded in the Talmud. Why, and what we call today the Shalom Zachar, the peace of the male, according to one opinion was called the Shavua, Shavua with the Kamatz, the week of the sun. Shabbos is that, and the explanation given is Shabbos represents the tachlis of the week. The whole Shabbos, Hayoim Yoim Rishoim B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos. Shabbos is the culmination of the week. So it was originally called the Shavua Habein. It was the Sud, the week of the sun, referring to Shabbos, and we all come together to celebrate the birth of the sun in order to mourn over the loss of Torah. Now, by the way, some of our say that this whole thing is a Baba Maisa. It's a nice medrash. It's a beautiful medrash. No one's denying the medrash, but that's the Suda. We're coming to give him comfort. That's not the reason. The minig was in ancient times, people didn't have all this modern technology and have health insurance and have so on and so forth, people to help them. And when a child was born, not every child was cared for. Not every child got proper nutrition and had what to eat, had clothing. So it became the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Whenever a child was born, Friday night, everyone's home, no one's working, no excuses, no one's out in the field or in front of their computer or doing all these crazy things. Everyone, you go, you have a list, who had a child this week? You go to their home and make sure the child is okay. The mother is okay. Good question. I don't know the answer. It's a very good question. I don't know. Why not a girl? So a girl also. If the whole reason is to make sure the child could be also to make sure that everything's set for the bris.
And if the boy has to go through a shower.
What?
Now let's say the child is not home.
Okay, that's what he's getting to minhagim about it. Everything that, okay, I'll get that maybe in a little moment. But so it has nothing to do with coming to give comfort to the child lost his Torah. It has to do with, it became a beautiful custom. Just let's make sure the kid's okay. Let's make sure the mother's okay. You know, in ancient times, it wasn't like today. Even today, not so simple. But certainly, Alachas Kavakama, you go back 50 years, 100 years, different world. You got to make sure the mother's okay. Why not a girl? So maybe it could be that there was an additional concern. Make sure that the child will have a bris milah. Who's the mother?
Come here. What? He's born on Shabbos, so you're coming already.
Okay.
Bris has to be Shabbos morning.
That's right. So we'll get a moil. So we'll get a moil.
It's
not too late to make the arrangements.
The moil has to bring his knife.
No. So this halach ali day cut and shulchan aruch that tells you how to do it. Ali day cut and ali day guy. So we want to make sure you come there. Who's the moil? Who's the moil? Is the kid red? Is the kid yellow? It could be that besides checking into the welfare of the mother and child, being that it's also the in of the bris milah, that tipped the scale. That when it came to only to a boy, people went out of their way, matriach, to go to their home. And then it became a whole big party, and then it became all the Arabs, then it became all the Jewish, and all the Kabbalah, it's Avela, so on and so forth, and then you're able to have, and so this one, I didn't invite this one, and Mechaber this one, and I asked this one to speak, and that one to speak, and it became Levitic. But it all started with push it. You have to make sure the mother's okay, the child's okay. Make sure the kid's gonna have a bris milah. Kid doesn't have a bris milah, charpa. And it wasn't so simple in every generation that every child had a bris milah.
Where did this from?
What?
Where was
I don't know who says this. This I remember.
What?
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 What? What?
What? What? What? What?
What?
What?
What? What?
What?
What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? Now, some sense, this is fascinating. This is totally off the charts. This is, you're going to laugh. To answer your question, this is unbelievable. Don't blame me for saying this. I'm just telling you what it says in the books. What I'm about to tell you, why not for a girl? So I told you one shot. I told you that this is very... There's Shalom Zohar, and there's also Zohar. In the Gemara, it's called... There's something called Shavua Habein. We don't know what that means. The Gemara, it means the week. It means what follows the week. The Bris Milah. The Bris Milah is on the eighth day after a week. Some say it means Shabbos. It means the Shalom Zachar. Some say it's a play on the words. Shavua, Komatz, Shavua, week. But you can also take those same letters and put a Shva, Shavua. The oath. Today's daf, Zelbasaf. Today's daf. What's today's daf? Today's daf is when the child comes, before the child is released, before they throw him out, they say, take us an oath. Take an oath. You'll be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha. Take an oath. There's a. So when you come, when the child is born, the Shalom Zohar, No, what you do is you come to remind the family, the parents, and remind the child, you took an oath. We're coming here to remind you of the shivua, the oath that you've taken, be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha. Again, now here's the chiddush. Why not for a girl? So someone is saying an incredible chiddush that a boy without a girl is a chatzi neshama. Arbaam yom kodem havlat kodem ayitzim achlizin bas pleni lepleni. Zochar nekeve each lechatzi. When it says in the Gemara, this is awesome. When it says in the Gemara, mashpin oiso, they mashpia them together. Okay, in the Olam, wherever this world is, where the neshama comes from, as they're coming into this world, they really know of each other. Rasheret, whatever that means, they know of each other, and they mashpia them both together, or I don't know, both together. They mashpia the zohar on behalf of the nekeva because it's one guf. So they're not mashpia the nekeva, only the guf. So being that. The Shalom Zohar is really the Shavua Habein, the Shavua. It's to be mechazek and to celebrate the oath. You only have to do it for the husband, not for the wife. Because when you do it once, mainly you're doing it for the girl. So every time you're going to celebrate, hear this? Unbelievable. Every time you're going to celebrate a Shalom Zohar, you're also celebrating the birth of an Akeva somewhere out there who's going to be the Shidduch. Who's going to be the shidduch? Jane Doe. That's Jane Doe. Jane, you're also celebrating Jane Doe. Because you're celebrating the shavua. And the shavua that this Chassan Dinan, this little Chassan took when he came out, was a shavua that represented his Kala, or Alpi Kabbalah. The Kala was with him when he took the shavua. They were together. So when you make the celebration, you don't have to go to the Kala Tznius.
Oh.
You know, Hatznei Lechas. You don't have to go to the boy and the girl. It's enough. How many parties do you want already? You do it by the Zohar, and that is sufficient. Now let me just tell you one joke and we're finished. This is Gavala, the story. There was I don't know the name. The names to me don't mean anything because I can't even pronounce these Hasidic Rebbe. So you can see this in the Dafla. I have to learn who these people are. These are very great people, but it's a very good story. Whoever the people are, there was once a town, and the minig was a very chashur minig, and it should be chashur minig because we're the Rav. The Rav went every they were very organized. Who was born this week? And the Rav went to every single child, every single family, every single Shalom Zachar, Hakpada. And they did what they had to do. They spoke and they shot. The Rav died, whatever it was. The new Rav comes to town, a very big Talmud Chacham, and he said he's not doing it. He can't. He just can't. He can't go every Friday night to run around the whole town. He just doesn't have a kach for this. So they had big tainus on the Rav. Big tainus. How can you not go to the Shalom Zachar? So he said, let me explain to you something. Let me tell you something. Why do you go to a Shalom Zach? Why was it the minig at the Rav? You know, it's also, you have to know with minhagim. See, we today, I don't think we look at the minig at the Rav goes. The minig is, you make a party, you call your friends, today it's very nice, everyone get a paper, right? Everyone on the block, you get a paper, someone prints a paper, and you put the paper in the door. It's basically a block party. Okay, it's a block party. It's really what it is. It's a block party, and if you have a few relatives who live a couple of blocks, as long as they're within range, they'll also come. But who comes to Shalom Zachar? The block. The block comes, and a few close friends that are a little more distant, a few close family members. That's how we look at it today here in America and Flatbush. But it appears, from what I've read, is that that's not the way it was in certain communities. It was a din of the Rav. The Rav comes. The block, who cares? The Hamaynas, go to sleep. Don't come make trouble. Go to sleep. The Rav comes to the home to give a bracha to the child, a bracha to the parents, to make sure everything is okay, you have a bris milah, everything is kedas uchadin, the Rav. So the Rav said, listen, why do you come? Avelos, the child is in mourning. Here the child, he knew kol ha-tara kula, hafle v'fela, and now all of a sudden, the malach touched him, bang, zero, zilch, he's an Amma Aretz. So the Rav comes and says, my child, don't worry, I was just like you. I was also, I learned Kolat HaRakula, the mouth touched me, I forgot it, I was an Amma Aretz there, I said, look, I'm the Rav, I got Smicha, Yara Yara, Yadin Yadin, Matib Chorais, I'm the Rav, Matalmud Chacham. Look, you'll get all the Torah back. You'll know Shas Paiskin. So the Rav said, yeah, that was good for the previous Rav. It's no Nechama to tell the child, good, you'll be like me. Mela, the meaning is over. The meaning is over. Okay, so we'll stop here. I'll take a few minute break. I'll keep a short Daf Yomi section today.